the rest of the story. Charlie Burton was going to get rich. At least that was his plan. Charlie had an idea for a brand new vehicle. It was a revolutionary conveyance, the invention of which would make him a big man in his native New York City. In a surprisingly short time, he had produced a prototype in his home workshop. He showed it to friends. All were impressed. Surely every family in New York would want at least one. That was all Charlie needed to hear. He rented space for a small factory. He began mass producing his new vehicle. The only drawback that he could think of was the limited passenger space. There was room for one, perhaps two at the very most, but that was no problem. Within a month, there were so many orders for Charlie's new wheels that he could hardly fill the orders. Dollar signs before his eyes were no longer imaginary. But then, as the proud owners began converging on downtown New York, their new vehicles were really too small for the streets, so everybody is tooling around the sidewalks with these things. Pedestrians are getting knocked over, right and left. There's a public outcry. Somebody find Charlie Burton and stop him from making these terrible machines. Well, Charlie could neither be found nor stopped. The folks who own his vehicles are getting rid of them. Those who might have bought them now would never dream of doing so. Charlie is back where he began. He has just enough cash to do what some are already suggesting, leave the country. He left the country. By the time Charlie sailed for England, he and his contraption were infamous. Operators of this new vehicle had already decked dozens of pedestrians in New York City, and though nobody had been seriously injured as far as we know, it seemed that everybody wanted a piece of Charlie's hide. So Charlie Burton left our country. He was not merely fleeing the slings and arrows, for when undaunted Charlie arrived in England, he just went back to work. Opened another factory. In fact, this time a larger factory. And this time his success was unqualified. This time he turned out those vehicles and everybody wanted one. Queen Victoria ordered one of Charlie's vehicles for her family. Queen Isabella II of Spain ordered one for her family. And even the Pasha of Egypt was sufficiently impressed to send for one for his family. And the prophet eventually was honored, even in his own land. Yet by the time New York City had caught on, Charlie Burton's invention was already a household word in households all over the world. For you see, Charlie's wheels were not just for fun. Since the invention of that pleasant contraption in 1848, mothers everywhere have owed Charlie Burton a debt of gratitude. For the vehicle that bombed in New York City because the pedestrians could not get out of the way. A simple and yet potentially hazardous conveyance, once known as the perambulator. You know, of course, as the baby carriage. Only now, you know the rest of the story.